new happening, something different. Something different about the move of God that's picking up momentum. I do believe this is a move where the Father himself is going to make himself known like any other generation. It could be the final move of God. I don't know. But I am definitely very aware of the Father's presence and role in what's happening at this moment. And that is very significant for every man in this place. For those who our natural fathers, and for those who are spiritual fathers, it makes no difference. What is upon you to father this generation that is coming up is like no other generation that God has entrusted to fathers. And it makes me tremble inside to know that type of responsibility and that role that I need to take hold of. Hallelujah. And I want to bring a word. I don't know if I'll get through it, if it'll be two parts, if the Holy Spirit will lead me through it. I like spontaneity. I don't like to be in control whatsoever of what God is doing. I can control myself and the office and the gift, but I never want to control the Holy Spirit. I want to feel vulnerable and like a child at all times, where I'm totally dependent upon him. And I want to bring a word to follow up weeks ago what John Lalji brought to our church. I believe it was prophetic and very significant for our time, for this house. And I want to bring a word called fathering a movement. Fathering a movement. There have been great movements in the body of Christ throughout the ages. Different types of revivals that have sprung up and sprung out and have been marked by a particular movement of the Spirit. But I believe with all my heart that this move will be and take place because of a fathering movement in the hearts of men. Thank you, women, for carrying the load and the burden for all of these years and birthing moves of the Spirit. But now it is time for the men of God to be the fathers to a new generation that's arising. Hallelujah. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Paul the Apostle says, "For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers." And I would say today there is an abundance of instructors and teachers in the body, but there is a lack of spiritual fathers. men who have been matured through time and testing and faithfulness and tenacity. And now God is getting ready to entrust you and release you to pass a mantle that will set the next generation who will, I believe, turn the world upside down. And like John said, perhaps you will be a part of it, perhaps you will not. But it depends upon your obedience to the Spirit. That is a high calling from God. For in Christ Jesus, Paul says, I have begotten you or birthed you through the gospel. Wherefore, I beg you or urge you, be followers of me, Terry. He didn't say followers of Jesus. He said followers of me. He was putting the responsibility upon himself. In another scripture, he says, follow me as I follow Christ. That means you, Father, natural or spiritual, can be just like Jesus was on the earth. You can be just like Paul was on the earth. The same grace, the same anointing, the same ability to be a father that was on Paul is on you. Too many men in our society and world have shrugged off being a father. And we have a fatherless generation. We have an immature generation. We have a lost generation because of the fathers. Paul goes on to say, for this cause I have sent to you Timothy, who is my beloved son in the faith, and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which are in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Fathers, your role is so highly significant that your sons will follow you for good or for evil. Our 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1, Paul says this. Pattern yourselves after me. I'm telling you, the responsibility is on us. It's not on God. It's not on Jesus. It's not on the Holy Spirit. It's on the fathers to take full responsibility to father a movement. God is not going to do it for us. God is going to do it with us and in us and through us. Yeah. Follow my example as I imitate and follow Christ, the Messiah. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 3, Paul goes on to say, so let all who are fully mature have the same passion. What passion? To be a faithful father in the faith. And if anyone is not yet gripped, everybody say gripped. Holy Spirit, grip the men in this place in Jesus' name. Grip the men in this community in Jesus' name. Grip the men in this nation in Jesus' name. Grip the men in this world in Jesus' name. By these desires. I'm not a perfect father. Just ask my wife and children. But I am pressing to become a faithful father in the faith. Thank God for his grace and mercy. And let us all advance together. Everyone say together. It is a team effort. Hallelujah. It is the God team effort. It is the J team. Hallelujah. To reach this victory prize, following one path with one passion, my beloved friends, imitate my walk with God and follow all those who walk according to the way of life we have modeled before you. First Timothy chapter 5. Never speak harshly to an older man. Some translations use elder. The word elder in this portion is interchangeable with older men and leadership. But appeal to him respectfully as you would to your own father. Talk to younger men as you would to your own brothers. Elders who do their work well should be respected and paid well, especially those who work hard at both preaching and teaching. For the scripture says you must not muzzle an ox to keep it from eating as it treads out the grain. And in another place, those who work deserve their pay. I'm not looking for monetary pay in this place. I am looking for spiritual riches to impart into a new generation that I have the privilege to pass a mantle. And in another place, those who work deserve their pay. Do not listen to an accusation against an elder or an older man unless it is confirmed by two or three witnesses. Jude goes on to say, Jude chapter 1. How many chapters are in Jude, by the way? I want to make sure you got your Bibles open this morning. Jude chapter 1 and verse 3. Beloved, my whole concern was to write to you in regard to our common salvation. Listen, the world needs salvation. The world needs the gospel. The world needs the good news of the gospel of the kingdom. It is not bad news or sad news. It is good news. But I found it necessary. Everybody say necessary. And was impelled or compelled to write and to urgently appeal to you and exhort you to contend for the faith which was once handed down to the saints. The faith which is the sum of Christian belief which was delivered verbally to the holy people of God. If the gospel does not get handed down through the fathers, there will be a lost generation. Hallelujah. 1 John 2, I'm sorry, Hebrews chapter 11. It is the faith. It is the most holy faith that must be kept and passed down. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Do you have that in the Amplified too? Okay. Who has the Amplified, by the way? Okay. I'm going to read it again. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay, go ahead and read it out, sis. Hallelujah. There is a faith. There is a faith of the fathers that must be passed down at all costs. And if you are spiritually sensitive, you are now aware of the father's involvement with his bride. First John chapter 2 and verse 13. Oh, there it is on the Amplified. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 John chapter 2 and verse 13. I'm waiting because I don't have it in my notepad. I missed that one. Yeah, go ahead, bud.
Been decorated.
There is a depth of intimacy and revelation that only a spiritual father can bring, or mother. All these years you have been faithful, fathers. All these years you have been diligent. All these years you have been serving. All these years you have been seeking. All these years you have been praying. You are about to see the fruit of your labor before your very eyes. Your obedience has produced a far greater weight of glory that only needs to be imparted. The longer you walk with God, the longer you're faithful, the more trustworthy you become with Him. And you can tell the difference between a father and an instructor. You know what the difference is? Very few words and power. Hallelujah. Paul. Is that a nursery rhyme? Okay. Something's being birthed. Hallelujah. I look for God in everything. Everything. Bro, you're too spiritually minded to be any earthly good. Good. I don't want to be no earthly good to anybody. I want to be fatherly good to everybody. The wisdom of the world is foolishness to God. Hallelujah. And God the Father so desires to reveal Himself to you from the beginning. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. Look at Genesis chapter 18. Do you know through one man's obedience to faith is the reason you are here today? Is the reason Jesus Himself was able to come onto the planet and be born of a virgin? Because of one man's fatherly obedience to faith, Abraham. What could your obedience do for the generation coming up? I'm telling you, Father, God is so near to you at this time. Most of you probably had dysfunctional fathers in your life, or not very good relationships in your life. But the Father is so close to you right now to reveal how much He loves you. Genesis chapter 18, verse 17. God says to Abraham, Should I hide my plan from Abraham? Fathers, God desires to reveal his plan to you, his eternal plan and purposes for what he's about to do. The Lord asked, for Abraham will certainly become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed through him. What nations could be in your belly, fathers, that are waiting to be blessed? What spiritual nations are ready to be birthed out of your womb, fathers, to be blessed? I have singled him out. You've been singled out by God. Why? So that he will direct his sons and their families to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just. Then I will do for Abraham all that I have promised. Conditional. 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 Not automatic. All the prophecies over this church are conditional. There's another birthing going on. Prophecy is always conditional upon obedience. Because God has to have agreement on the earth as it is in heaven. God just does not come down and do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. God has so framed the earth and the world through his word that he has to have divine agreement between humanity and himself. Now, thank God his word is forever settled in the heavens. So he knows already beforehand who he'll have agreement with. The question is, will he have agreement with me in my generation? I have singled him out so that he will direct his sons and his family to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just. Then I will do for Abraham all that I have promised. Now listen to this. When the Lord had finished his conversation with Abraham, he went on his way, and Abraham returned to his tent. Hallelujah. And this is the way that God talked to him. See you later, Abraham. Have a nice day. Now, I love you, Abraham. Be blessed. Talk with you soon. No more backside. Face to face. Look at Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Listen to the words of the spiritual father. My desire and constant prayer is that I would succeed in coming to you according to the plan and timing of God. We are in the plan and timing of God right now. I yearn to come and be face to face with you and get to know you. Sign of a true father and not an instructor. For I long to impart to you some spiritual gift that will empower you to stand strong in your faith. That is what you are carrying, Father, whether you are a natural or spiritual father. God has deposited something inside of you to make a son or a daughter stand strong in their faith. Now, this means that when we come together and are side by side, something wonderful will be released. That's why when you honor an older man or an elder, something wonderful was released into your life when you come together. If you choose to dishonor an elder, you will fail in your spiritual life. If you choose to honor an elder, you will no doubt succeed in your life. Didn't get too many amens, but that's the word. So be it. Amen. Fathers, tell it like it is, in love, whether you want to hear it or not. They've gone too many years and made too many mistakes to waste any more time. Hallelujah. They can save you a whole lot of heartache and trouble if you honor your father and mother, which is the commandment with promise. What is the promise? That something wonderful will be released in your life. Hallelujah. We can expect, everyone say expect, to be co-encouraged and co-comforted by each other's faith. Now, women, you are wonderful. But I already preached a wonderful Mother's Day message for you. So please don't get upset with me because I'm directing it toward the men today. Hallelujah. Because we need more help than you do. Much more. Mucho. Mucho gracias. This word, in part, Paul said, when I come to you, that I would impart some spiritual gift. Means to supply, furnish necessary things that are needful. To give over to one's care and trust. To furnish and endue and to appoint to an office. You have so much authority in you, Father, that God is looking to put people in spiritual positions of authority who will rule the world to come. And this is the heart of a true father. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. I never want to abuse my authority in Christ. I never want to harm or hurt or control or manipulate anyone in my life, especially in the church. A true father cares more for your welfare than he does his own. A true father puts you first before himself. A true father would rather be forgotten of men so you could be promoted and used to bring men to Jesus. A truly humble father can rejoice when you are exalted and promoted and himself forgotten. That is a job well done. Paul says, for though we could have imposed upon you our demands as an apostle of Christ, I love the men that I serve with in this place. I've served with other men and been around other men who promote themselves. I can say with a clear conscience before God and you that none of the leaders promote themselves in this church. They are more concerned about your spiritual maturity and growth than their own lives. That is a father I can follow. That's the father I want to follow by example and modeling Jesus. Instead, we showed you kindness and were gentle among you. We cared for you in the same way a nursing mother cares for her own children. Fathers care. Instructors are careless. A father is all about you. An instructor is all about me. That's some good preaching. I probably won't get too many invitations to preach anywhere else, Terry. But I don't give a flip. We cared for you in the same way a nursing mother cares for her own children. With a mother's love and affection attached to you, we were very happy to share with you not only the gospel, but also our lives. Because you had become so dear to us. Brothers, beloved brothers and sisters, surely you remember how hard we labored among you. We worked day and night so that you would not become a burden. We would not become a burden to you while we preached the wonderful gospel of God. With God as our witness, you saw how we lived among you in holiness, in godly relationships, and without fault. Boy, would I like to get to that place. It's possible. Daniel was a man of an excellent spirit in the Old Testament with whom his persecutors could find no fault. As you know how affectionately we treated each of you, like a loving father cares for his own children. We comforted and encouraged you and challenged you to adopt a lifestyle worthy of God, who invites you into his kingdom and glory. I sure hope people see in my life the way I live more than what I preach. Because your preaching is worthless if you don't live an honorable life and a life of excellency. That is what preaches. Hallelujah. Psalm 27:10. We'll start with verse 7. Listen, God, I'm calling at the top of my lungs. The youth outside these doors are calling out at the top of their lungs. Be good to me. Answer me. They're not finding the answers. When my heart whispered, seek God, my whole being replied, I'm seeking him. Don't hide from me now. That is the cry of the generation that is upon us. Do not hide from me now. You've always been right there for me. Don't turn your back on me now. Don't throw me out. Don't abandon me. You've always kept the door open. Listen, fathers. Always keep the door of connection open to your children, no matter how far they rebel, no matter how deep their disobedience. Always keep the door open of connection, because they will return. It is love that covers a multitude of sins. My father and mother walked out and left me, but God took me in. Hallelujah. There is a fatherless, motherless generation that fathers have left them and mothers have left them. And God is ready to take them into this place. James chapter 1. If someone believes they have a relationship with God, but fails to guard his words, then his heart is drifting away. Do you guard what words come out of your mouth? And his religion is shallow and empty. True spirituality or devotion that is pure in the eyes of our Father God, listen, is to make a difference. Everyone say a difference. It is time to make a difference, fathers. It is time to make the difference. If you don't have natural children, I guarantee God will bring spiritual children into your life to make a difference. In the lives of the orphans and widows in their trouble, and to refuse to be corrupted by the world's values. I refuse to be corrupted with the values of this nation. I refuse. There are things that are not okay. There are things that are very sinful and grievous. And I will not agree with your values. But I will bring a demonstration of the love, mercy, and grace of the gospel into your life. I want to close this morning in Luke 15, just as a reference. This is the story that we all know about the prodigal son. There were two sons, if you don't know the story, that were with their father, wealthy. They had an inheritance stored up from them to a certain age. There was a younger son, and there was an older son or an elder son. And they both had a religious orphan mentality. The younger son thought he was missing out, so he wanted to sin hard and rebel and go out and experience what he thought he was missing. He was raised in church, let's say, with all the things that he really couldn't do. So he decided that he was going to do them and cast off all restraint. When he found out that his father and mother, for the most part, he should have honored, was correct, he came to himself and came back to his father. Father, Father. The father was overjoyed. You know the story. Put the best robe on him, put the family ring on him, had a great party and a feast. And the older brother came in from working in the field and heard the party going on. And he became offended with his father for how he had treated and received back his younger brother. And the older son said, all these years I have served you hard. I did everything you told me to do. I never missed a church service. I never missed a prayer meeting. I never missed a Bible study. And yet you never gave me a party. You can serve God so hard and not have a relationship with Him. And both of them were wrong. That is the condition of the church. You've got them rebelling on the outside and on the inside because they don't have fathers. You know what they have? Instructors. That is the difference between an instructor and a father. Hallelujah. Men, I admonish you and encourage you and charge you to answer the call to be a father of a movement. Please stand with me this morning. I like what a man of God said one time. He made this statement. Physical maturity is bound to time. Spiritual maturity is bound to obedience. God is not looking at the age of your life. He is looking at the maturity of your life and what He can entrust to you. And the word that John brought when he was reading some of the prophecies has really stuck with me. Because it has put the responsibility on my life. And I want to see the move of God that is coming. It's begun in a small stage, but the fullness has not yet arrived because the fathers have not yet arrived. And I have labored a long time in my life. I had diligently sought God a long time in my life. I have been faithful for a long time in my life with many failures, mistakes, and setbacks. But if I'm able to impart what's in me and for the next generation to carry it without seeing it, so be it. Hallelujah.